أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إله الأولين والآخرين. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir page by page. And inshallah ta'ala, today we are on page 130, which is in Surah Al-An'am, the 7th juz of the Quran. In the previous episode, we mentioned those verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some of the excuses or some of the demands that the disbelievers would have when it came to having to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. So for example, they would demand that Allah Azza wa Jal causes His revelation to descend down before them in a physical form that they can touch and read and see. Or that they would demand that Allah Azza wa Jal send angels as prophets, or He sends alongside the prophets angels that they could see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all of this is from their mocking of the religion and their rejection and denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one to whom everything in the heavens and the earth belongs. And He alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who controls everything. Everything that rests by day and by night belongs to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, therefore, why wouldn't we worship the one who created everything, the heavens and the earth and everything therein? The one who controls everything, sustains everything, provides for everything. He is the one who feeds and is not fed, meaning He is the one who provides and is not provided for, sustains and is not sustained, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would we choose to worship anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal if that is the case? And to do so would incur the greatest of punishment. And whosoever is saved from that punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal by worshipping Allah and having tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those are the people that have truly attained the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and His greatest reward. And Allah Azza wa Jal also tells us that from the reasons why we should worship Him alone is because He is the one who alone controls all that is beneficial and all that is harmful. He is the one who decrees good and harm as He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is supreme over all of His creation. We continue today with a similar or on the same theme of Allah Azza wa Jal speaking about His right to be worshipped alone and the reasons for that. And we continue from verse number 19, which is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون. Say what counts most as a witness. Say Allah is witness between you and me. This Quran was revealed to me to warn you and everyone it reaches. Do you really bear witness that there are other gods besides Allah? Say I myself do not bear witness to any such thing. Say He is only one Allah and I disown whatever you join with Him in worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, as like the previous verses that we mentioned in the previous episode, which Allah Azza wa Jal commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, why would I take as a protector anyone besides Allah when He is the one who originated the heavens and the earth and He is the one who feeds and is not fed? Say that if I was to do so, then I would be from the people who will have the greatest of punishment. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that He is the one who is supreme of all of His creation. So here Allah Azza wa Jal says something similar, commands the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say, who counts most as a witness? Meaning that when it comes to worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone, or worshipping other than besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most or who is the greatest of witness on this affair? And no doubt it is Allah Azza wa Jal. Say, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادًا. What counts most as a witness? Say, Allah. قُلِ اللَّهِ شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. He is witness between you and me. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one that is greater as a witness or whose testimony is greater than the one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal says that surely if Allah, for example, was to have had a son, He would know. Allah Azza wa Jal, when people describe gods besides Allah Azza wa Jal, surely Allah would know if there were gods besides Him, because He is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-aware. Surely Allah Azza wa Jalla would know if he had a son, if he had a if he had daughters, if he had children. The people that ascribe these gods besides Allah Azza wa Jalla to him, in whichever form and relationship they associate with Allah Azza wa Jalla, whether it's children or whether it's just partners or whatever it may be, surely Allah would know. Or if people say that these gods or idols, as the Quraysh used to say, are our intermediaries between us and Allah, Allah has appointed them so that we may ask of them and they in turn go to Allah, surely Allah would know if he had appointed those intermediaries. Allah would know if there were gods besides him. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla negates all of that, rejects all of that, says that there is no one worthy of worship except him, that there is no other God besides him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why do you dispute what Allah Azza wa Jalla says? Especially those people who accept that there is one supreme God, that there is one, as the Quraysh used to say, because they used to believe in Allah and in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but they also believed in these other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the idols that they would worship. So why then would you not accept the testimony of Allah and the witness statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً, which or who is the greatest of witnesses, or which testimony is the greatest? قُلِ اللَّهِ, the testimony of Allah. شَهِيدٌ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ, for he is a witness between you and me, and he will judge people accordingly on يوم القيامة. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغْ, and this Qur'an has been revealed to me to warn you and everyone that it reaches. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, then we have given you this Qur'an as a warning to show to people that if they reject the path of Tawheed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. It means that they have turned away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if they turn away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are eligible for the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whereas those people who turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone, then they will be entitled to the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his grace and bounties and blessings subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says this Qur'an warns you of Yawm al-Qiyamah, warns you of the resurrection. The Qur'an tells you what the test is, and it tells you the answers to the test. So if you turn away, then that is something which you will see on the Day of Judgment in terms of the reward or the punishment. If you turn away, then the punishment that you will receive, you will see that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that is why after Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that the greatest of testimonies is his, the greatest of testimonies is his, he then says subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى. You have Allah's testimony on one hand, which says that he is alone worthy of worship, no God exists besides him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then on the other hand, what do you have? أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ مَعَ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً أُخْرَى. Do you really bear witness that there are other gods besides Allah? Meaning that's your witness statement now. That's your statement to come and say, actually there are these gods besides Allah, these idols that we worship, or these prophets that we have made as gods besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, the children of Allah, or the angels that they claimed were the daughters of Allah, whoever those people are and whatever gods that they worship besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is their testimony. So on the one hand, you have the testimony of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the most powerful, the originator of the heavens and the earth, and the one who controls all that is in the universe. And then on the other hand, you have the testimonies of creation, of the weak creation, of the forgetful creation, of the one that can be, of those that can be influenced by shaitan and his whisperings, those who are not upon in the heavens, nor have they witnessed what is in the heavens, nor have they seen or heard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or have revelation that has come directly from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Are you making this witness statement that Allah Azza wa Jalla has other gods besides him? قُلْ لَا أَشْهَدْ. If they do so, then say, I do not bear witness to any such thing. As for me, I will take Allah's testimony over any other testimony. I will take the words of Allah Azza wa Jal above the words of anyone else. قُلْ إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ. So say to them that indeed there is only one true God, worthy of all worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّنِي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. And I am free from that which you associate in worship with him. And so this is the religion of the believer. The Muslim is the one who holds on to this, who knows that there is only one worthy of worship subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is only one God that Allah Azza wa, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alone is worthy of worship, so he deserves all of our submission, all of our servitude, all of our worship alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says in verse number 20, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those to whom we have given the scripture know this as well as they know their own sons. Those who have lost their souls will not believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning his testimony, that shows to his oneness subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore by extension shows the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the truthfulness of the message that he brought, and then the testimony of those who associate partners with Allah azza wa jal. Because how do we know the testimony of Allah? Through the Quran. And how do we know the Quran? Because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the revelation that he brought to us. On the other hand, you have the testimonies of those people who deny Allah azza wa jal, that he alone is worthy of being worshipped. And from those people are those who were given past scriptures. Because someone will say that you say that your religion is based on revelation from Allah to a messenger. Well, the Christians say the same, the Jews say the same, and they don't accept your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Azza wa Jal responds to this here, and he says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, those to whom we have given the scriptures of the past, those people who came from the Jews and the Christians who received the Torah and the Gospel and so on, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, they know him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they know, أو يَعْرِفُونَهُ, they know the truthfulness of Tawheed, and the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the truthfulness of everything that he has brought, كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, just as well as they know their own sons. Meaning they recognize the truth of worshipping Allah alone, of the Quran, of the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They recognize that just as well as they will recognize their own children. And that is because they know the signs that they find within their scriptures. They know what Allah azza wa jal has placed therein of the signs of the Prophet that would come, and the true message that he would call to. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the Quran and he called to the Tawheed of Allah azza wa jal, they recognized all of those signs. But because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't from them, because he didn't call to them directly, because he wasn't from Bani Israel, they rejected him and they worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That therefore is something which Allah azza wa jal says is not because they don't recognize the truth, it is for some other reason, arrogance or whatever reason they have in their hearts, that is the reason why they reject him. Not because they don't recognize his truthfulness, they don't recognize him as being the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why the truthful and sincere ones from amongst them, they find Islam as they did in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the likes of Abdullah ibn Salam and Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhuma, and the others who came to the religion of Islam after having been followers of other religions prior to that. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, those who have lost their souls will not believe. Those who have lost their souls are those people who will not have iman, who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse number 21, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ, who does greater wrong than someone who fabricates a lie against Allah or denies his revelation. Those who do such wrong will not prosper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that those people who ascribe lies to Allah, because that's what they are essentially, shirk is ascribing lies to Allah azza wa jal. When Allah says that Allah has gods besides him and there are no such gods, that is ascribing lies to Allah. When people say that Allah has taken a child, Allah has taken a son or daughters, that is ascribing lies to Allah Azza wa Jal. When people say that there is no God in existence, that is lies that are being ascribed. And so therefore Allah Azza wa Jal says, and who can be more oppressive, more wrong, than someone who fabricates a lie against Allah Azza wa Jal, or denies his revelation? Because the lie there is to say that Allah didn't send to us any guidance. Allah didn't give us anything. Allah created us, because some people attest to Allah having created us, that there is one God, but they say that Allah doesn't need to punish, or Allah doesn't need to guide. Allah's too busy to be worried about what we do. As long as we live decent lives, it's enough. There are people who believe this. They say there's no prophets, no messengers, no revelations, that it's too long, 1400 years ago. How do we even know this man existed? If he existed, how do we know that his words were preserved and they were brought to us? All of this stuff that you will see or hear people say. So therefore they deny that Allah Azza wa Jal sent any type of revelation. So either they deny Allah or ascribe to Allah that which he did not send any authority for, or they deny the signs of Allah, the revelation of Allah, the prophets and messengers of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And both of those things essentially go back to one and the same. They are ways of rejecting Allah Azza wa Jal and denying him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, who can be more oppressive than the one who does this? That is the greatest form of oppression, and that is why in Surah Luqman, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Inna shirka la dhulmun azim," that the worst of oppression is shirk. Because the worst of oppression is when you take away the rights of others, you withhold the rights of others. So if I was to withhold your rights, or you were to withhold mine, or you were to take the wealth of someone or the property of someone, we would call that oppression. But the worst of oppression is not that oppression, but it is the oppression that you commit towards Allah Azza wa Jal. When you deny the rights of Allah, even though Allah is not harmed by it and it doesn't affect Allah Azza wa Jal, but your actions are the worst of oppression. And so therefore, just as the oppressors in this life, in the dunya, when we oppress one another, we're liable to be punished. Then likewise, those who oppress in the worst of senses, in the worst of scenarios, and that is the oppression of shirk, they are also liable to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Indeed, those who do such wrong will never prosper. The people of oppression will never prosper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 22, speaking about how those people then will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and stand for resurrection. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرَكَاؤُكُمْ ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرَكَاؤُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. When we gather all of them together and say to the polytheists, where are those you claimed were partners with Allah, in their utter dismay? Allah Azza wa Jal says that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, these people who ascribe these lies to Allah, who deny the revelations of Allah Azza wa Jal, who deny the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, they will be gathered on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of them will be resurrected and gathered on that day before Allah Azza wa Jal. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And then it will be said to those people who committed shirk, because Allah will hold them to account. And Allah will demand on that day that they prove that they had the right to worship anyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will ask them on that day, أَيْنَ شُرَكَاءُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are those that you claimed were partners besides Allah Azza wa Jal? Where are those people? So you claim that Allah Azza wa Jal took a son. You claim that Allah Azza wa Jal had daughters. You claim that Allah Azza wa Jal had partners, that there were other gods in creation that controlled aspects of the heavens and the earth, or that could give to you blessings, or could do whatever it is that you asked for them to do. Where are those people? Bring them forth. If they are true gods, then that is the day that they need to present themselves. Because that is the day when people will most need their gods in terms of being protected from the fire, in terms of being rewarded and entered into Jannah, in terms of being given safety and security upon that day. Bring those gods that you claim besides Allah Azza wa Jal. And so that is the command that Allah will give to them. But will they be able to produce them? No. Because either those people that they worship besides Allah, they don't want to be worshipped. Never called for their worship, like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Never asked people to worship him besides Allah. So they're not gods besides Allah. They themselves will absolve themselves of that shirk. Or they're inanimate anyway. They can't help you. Rocks and stones and idols, they can't move, they can't come, they can't help. So no one will be able to present themselves besides Allah Azza wa Jal. In verse number 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. They would only say, by Allah, our Lord, we have not set up partners besides him. Mean that they will have no other response on that day. When they call out to their gods and no one responds, no one comes, no one presents themselves, no one has the ability to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal as a rival to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have no response therefore that is left. No ability to do anything except to say, we didn't really commit shirk, O Allah. We didn't really do that. We didn't really do we didn't really associate partners with Allah. And that is when they will start to make their excuses. That this was what our forefathers told us. This is what our leaders told us. This is what, and then they will start to make their excuses before Allah Azza wa Jal, and none of those excuses will work, because those people were people of shirk and kufr and disbelief, never believed in Allah Azza wa Jal, never worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, never turned to Allah Azza wa Jal in devotion sincerely. And so Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept from them their excuses, but they will see the reality of that day, that no one will come and stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal as a God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then they will realize that the shirk that they committed, that the false gods that they set up besides Allah, none of that was true, none of that was real. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal then says in verse number 24, انظر كيف كذبوا على أنفسهم وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. See how they lie against themselves, and how those that they invented have deserted them. So now they have no other recourse except to lie. They spent their life in shirk, worshipping others besides Allah. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will deny they committed shirk. And people who are willing to lie are people who are not people who are trustworthy, people of goodness and righteousness. And so they will lie on that day. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will lie against their own selves. They will say, "Oh Allah, we didn't commit shirk with you." Allah says, "Unzur kayfa kadhabu ala anfusihim." See how they are willing to lie against their own selves. And that shouldn't be surprising, because they ascribe lies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And that which they invented deserted them, meaning their lies, their inventions of shirk, their claims of gods besides Allah Azza wa Jal, all of that deserts them on that day. In verse 25, Allah Azza wa Jal then says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقَرًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Among them are some who appear to listen to you, but we have placed covers over their hearts so they do not understand the Quran, and deafness in their ears. Even if they saw every sign, they will not believe in them. So when they come to you, they argue with you, the disbelievers say, "These are nothing but ancient fables." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are from amongst them those who come to you. Meaning that some of the mushrikeen will come and they will sit to you. But it's not because they will sit with you and listen to you. But it's not because they want to have truthfulness. They desire to attain the truth. They desire to learn. They desire and seek guidance. But rather they simply come either to cause some problems, to cause some disruption, to cause other people to turn away from you as you're reciting the statements of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّ أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ مَقْرًا. But we have placed covers over their hearts so they do not understand the Quran, and deafness in their ears. Because had they come seeking true guidance, true revelation, then Allah Azza wa Jalla would have guided them towards the truth. And that is why you have amongst the people of Quraysh in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam both of these groups. Those who would come seeking guidance, whether they were from the Meccans or from outside of Mecca who were visiting the city of Mecca. When they would come, they would sit with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they had an open heart and open mind. They wanted to receive truth if this man had brought some truth. And those were the people who then accepted Islam. And they believed in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you had the likes of Abu Jahl and the likes of Abu Lahab, who would hear the Quran and they would listen to the Quran, but they didn't want to seek the truth. They didn't want to be guided. They didn't want to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone or follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those are the people that Allah Azza wa Jalla says that we sealed their hearts, covered them so that they would not be able to understand the Quran, nor would they, and they would have deafness in their ears. So they would appreciate the eloquence of the Quran, the beauty of the Quran, but when it came to guidance, they weren't able to accept guidance. وَإِن يَرَوْا كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. And if they were to see every sign, they would still not believe. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوكَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. So when they come to you, they argue with you and say, "These are nothing but ancient fables." Meaning these stories of the Quran, despite their beauty, despite their eloquence, despite all of the signs that Allah Azza wa Jalla contained therein, they would reject it and they would say, "These are stories of the ancient people. These are fables, and these are things that we don't therefore need to listen to or worship or turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to," because they would reject the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows that when it comes to the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that a person who's not pure of heart, noble of heart, they can listen to its words and benefit very little. And the one whose heart is open, willing to accept that guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, and they go with an open heart, then Allah Azza wa Jal purifies their heart and guides them towards Islam, because Allah sees the sincerity of their intention and their truthfulness in seeking the truth. And so therefore Allah Azza wa Jal, likewise for the Muslims, when we come to read the Quran, we should be people who are willing to accept its guidance, willing to learn, willing to study and benefit from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 26 concerning the disbelievers. وَهُمْ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَيَنْأَوْنَ عَنْهُ وَإِنْ يُهْلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they tell others not to listen to the Quran, while they themselves keep away from it, but they ruin no one but themselves, though they fail to realize it. Not only would they stay away from the Quran, and they would stop listening to the Quran, and they would turn away from the Quran, but then they would prevent others from listening to the Quran, as we know from the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, that when people would come into the city of Mecca, people who are travelers, people who are pilgrims, people who are traders, they would say to them, beware, because there is a crazy person in Mecca these days who's going around spouting a new religion. So some of them, they would say, just cover your ears and stay away from him. And others, they would say, take something like cotton wool and place it in your ears so that you don't listen to his words. It is mentioned by some of the companions that when they came before Islam, when they came in the early days of revelation to Mecca, they would see the Prophet ﷺ going around calling people to Allah, and behind him a man saying, don't listen to him, he's crazy, don't listen to him, he's mad, don't listen to him, he's a sorcerer. And so this person would say, who are these two people? They would say, the first one is a man by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is calling people to his religion. And the second one is his uncle Abu Lahab saying, don't listen to my nephew, for he's crazy and he's a madman. And that's what they would do. They would stay away from it, and they would prevent others from it as well. وَيُهُلِكُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. But all that they do is destroy themselves and cause their own ruin. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they fail to realize this. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla will then go on to speak, inshallah, in the next episode. We will cover those verses in which Allah Azza wa Jalla will speak about how those people on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be made to stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla and what will happen on that day of resurrection. But with that, we come to the conclusion of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.